The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 23 and 24. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on January 1st, 1975, in Bombay, India.
Material energy springs up from the Mahat-tattva, which evolved from the Lord's own energy. The material ego is endowed predominantly with active power of three kinds: good, passionate, and ignorant. From these three types of material ego, the mind, the senses of perception, and the organs of action, and the gross elements evolve.
Mahatatyat Bikurvanat Bhagavad Bija Sambhava Kriyasakti Rahankara Srivida Samapadvata Vaikarika Tvejasascha Tamasascha Jato Bhava Manasas Chindriyana Cha Bhutana Mahatamaki. So, the process of creation how one after another it takes place that is described here. So the total energy Mahat-tattva by interaction the pushing begins from the bija, Bhagavat bija. Bhagavat bija sambhava. Bija means energy. We understand bija sometimes the semina. It is something like that. Not exactly the material semina, but potency or energy, spiritual energy, that is the beginning of creation. So, where from the creative energy begins, that is, in the Vedic literature, we understand sa oikhata, simply by glancing. Not when there is the word bija, it does not mean that in the material world we discharge semina by sex intercourse. It is not like that. That bija, that energy, can be emanated from the Supreme Personality of God, anyway. Therefore, Bhagavad Bija Sambhavata, in the Brahma Sanghita, it is said, Angani Jasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti. Bijata, we can understand, a seminal discharge from the genital. It is not like that. Bijata, that bija or that energy can be emanated from any part of the body, of the transcendental spiritual body. Everywhere, that is called omnipotence. So, just like Lord Brahma was born, not from the womb of Lakshmi, Narayan was lying down, and Lakshmi was present to beget Lord Brahma. There was no necessity of taking the help of Lakshmiji. He sprouted a lotus flower from his navel, and there was Brahma. So everything is possible from every part of the body transcendental body, that is spiritual body, Satchidananda Vigraha. Omnipotent. That is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Angani jasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. The limbs and the parts of the body has got the potency of any other limb. Just like we can beget child, we can impregnate by the genital, but it is not required for the Supreme Personality of God. The Vedas, it is said, sa avikhata, simply by glancing. The same, she glanced over the total material energy, and the material energy, the total mahatattva, become agitated. Then one after another, the creation was there. So, kriya-shakti rahankara srividha. Kriya-shakti, the creative energy, kriya-shakti. God is not important, He is fully potent, and His energies are acting, we can experience in our daily life. So, this kriya-shakti begins in three different categories, tribhila, kriya-shakti ahankara, tribhila samapaddhata, ahankara ego, identification, I am. Everyone is a conscious of his activities, ego, I am doing this. But this ego, this is called false ego. This material, under the material energy, this ego is called another way, upadhi, designation. The real ego is aham brahmasmi. I am a spirit soul. But on account of being in touch, being born in this material world, my kriya-shakti, my activities are being done under different designations, under srivila. Why under different designations? Because immediately there is creation, the gunamayi, the three kinds of modes of material nature, they also become manifest. And on account of this, our ego, false ego, association with a particular type of material modes of nature, I am thinking, I am like this, or I am this. Just like in this body, I am thinking I am a human being, or I am Indian, or I am Brahmana, or I am Sannyasi, or these or that, so many things. Similarly, when I am in the dog's body, so I think I am dog, my business is barking, and give service to the master, in different bodies, different ego. this is called upadhi. Upadhi, three kinds of upadhi. Sattvic upadhi, rajasic upadhi, tamasic upadhi. But originally, there was no upadhi. The upadhi begins when the srishti, creation begins under different ego. So originally, it is satchattam avikarittam shantattam iti chetas. The consciousness is pure. The same example as you have explained yesterday, that the water is coming from the sky, before touching the ground, it is pure, crystal, distilled water. So, before touching this material energy, icchad desha samutthena Sarge Janti Paranta. Before our material body creation, in spiritual consciousness, it is clear, crystal clear. But when it is agitated by the material desires, in Bengali there is that poetry, Krishna Bhuliya Jeev Bhogavan Chakar. What is that? That desire is that I can independently enjoy. The example there are many such examples. That's like a man is honest, but if he becomes polluted by the desire that if I can get that money by fair or unfair means, I'll become rich, so let me take this money. So immediately mind becomes agitated and it becomes under the spell of criminality, then gradually under superior judgment I am put into the prison house. Similarly, originally we are all pure, Krishna conscious, but as we have got little independence, because we are part and parcel of God, therefore God has got full independence. So we have got independence according to the quantity, just like the small drop of ocean water has got a little quantity of salt also. Similarly, we are Anu and God is Vibhu, He is Prabhu, and we are servant. His master, we are servant. The master has got independence and the servant has also independence. Not that because one is servant, he has no independence. He has got independence. If he likes, he can give up the service of the master and live independent. This is a crude example. Similarly, our material contamination means that when we desire to live without Krishna consciousness, why we shall be subservient to Krishna? We shall live independent. That is going on. Material life means everyone is trying to become victorious in the struggle of existence without God consciousness. That is our material disease. Krishna Bhuliya Jeev Bhogavan Chakare. We may revolt. That is that independence we have got. Little independence, and we can misuse it. Why shall I serve Krishna? Let me serve myself. Let me serve myself means, let me serve my different propensities. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, like that. My independence means I will not serve God, I will serve my lusty desires. You cannot become independent. This is a concoction only, that I will not serve Krishna, but you have to serve. What is that? Then I serve my lusty desires. Indriyatiti. Jadindriya Pritaya. Simply to satisfy. Krishna consciousness means there is no such thing as indriyatriti or sense gratification. Everything for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. Rishikena Rishikesa Srivanaka Bhakti Rucha. Rishik means the indriya or the senses. That is stated here also. Manasas chindriyanam cha bhutanam mahatam. That different types of indriya for sense gratification we develop. This is the creation. Every one of us developing, and it has become complicated with so many other desires. Each life is full of desires. Therefore, in the Guru Stotra in the morning, we recite, Aruna Koriya Maneya. Is it not, what is that? Aruna Koriya Maneya. So that is required. Guru Mukha Patna Bhakka. Chittate Koriya Oikka. Aruna Koriya Maneya. That is liberation. Otherwise, we shall be implicated. And what Guru says? Guru says the same thing as Krishna says. That is Guru. Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. Krishna also, Guru also says the same thing. That is Guru's business. That is surrender to Krishna and fully be engaged in Krishna's service. So that when Narottam Das Thakur advises, take this very seriously. Arna Koriya Maneya. Namo. Stop any other desires. Then your life is successful. Arna Koriya Maneya. Vyavasayatmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana. Bahusaka anantascha buddhi abhyavasayana. Buddhi abhyavasayana. Vyavasayatmika, nishtyatmika. Now, my life will be successful when I accept very seriously the instruction given by Krishna and it is delivered to me through the transparent via media of Guru. Then it will be successful. Arana Kariya Manehar. So somehow or other, originally, we are all Krishna conscious, pure, satcha, satchattam, abhikarittam. Now bhikurvana, now being transformed or agitated somehow or other, onadi karama phale pori bhavan namajal. We cannot ascertain when this transformation took place. There is no necessity of making research how we fail in this material contamination or environment, but we should be intelligent enough to understand that we are fallen now. That is, how we fell, you can trace out the history, but it is very difficult because anadi karma phala. Nobody can ascertain. Just like when a man is diseased, he goes to doctor. So, when he goes to the doctor, the doctor gives him medicine according to the symptoms and the diagnosis. There is no necessity of finding out the history how he failed disease. There is history, but that is not possible to trace out. Therefore, it is said, anadi karma phala. Anadi. Anadi means, adi means the creation. Creation, before creation, I am contaminated, this desire, iccha desha samuttena. I become revolting to the desires. Krishna says, everyone of us is revolting now also. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. But you are revolting, why? Why shall I surrender to you? This is too much, you are demanding. This is going on. This is the disease. And to cure the disease, Krishna himself comes. Yada yada hi dharma saglani bhavati. Tadatmanam sujaha. But you are so stubborn that we do not like to be cured. So what Krishna will do? How Krishna will help? He is coming. He is sending his devotee. He is leaving behind him the shastras. Atayev Krishna Veda Purana Korila. The Vedic literature, Veda Purana. So I elaborately explain the Vedic ideals in the Puranas. Purana means supplementary. They are not to be neglected. The history. then Mahabharata, then Vedanta Purana, Vedanta philosophy, then explanation of Vedanta philosophy, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Mahabharata means, which contains Bhagavad Gita. So many literatures there are. And who has made it? Made it. Vyasadeva is Krishna's incarnation, Vyasavatar. That is stated in the Shastras. So Vyasadeva made all this literature, that means Krishna made, through his incarnation. Therefore in the Chaitanya Charitamrita we find this verse, Anadi bohirmukh jiv Krishna bhuli gela, atayev Krishna ved purana kriya. So, somewhere other we have fallen in this material condition of life, making a prakriti, manasasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karsati. This manascha indriyani, as it is stated here, manascha indriyanam cha bhutanam mahatam api, mahabhut, mahabhut, these five elements, hiti apte manudbam, and mind. See, in this way we are intact, and there is struggle. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karushati mama ivasu. They are my part and parcel. They can live as good as I am, but unfortunately they are undergoing a struggle for existence on account of this polluted mind. What is that pollution? Krishna bhuliyaji vibhogavan chakare. He thinks that what is the use of? This is what is called service mentality, slave mentality, they say. The bhakti marga is slave mentality. Instead of becoming God, they want to become servant or slave of God. So this is slave mentality. No, this is not slave mentality. This is actual liberation. Because our constitutional position is to remain. We are servant of Krishna. But somehow or other we revolted. Still we are revolted. Although Krishna coming and canvassing, just surrender me, and still we are revolted. This is our disease. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karse. So if we want to be cured again, and come to our original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, which is satchattam avikaritam shantattam chetasa, then we have to take to this Krishna consciousness. That is the only way. There is no other way to become peaceful, shantattam avikar, without any change, fixed up mind. That is Krishna consciousness, shanti. If you want, everyone is hankering after shanti. The shanti formula is given everywhere in the Shastra, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is personally saying, this is shanti. What is this? Bhoktaram jagvadamasam sarvalokamahesaram sridam sarvabhutanam gyatam mam. Sridam sarvabhutanam who? Not these political leaders. We are taking these political leaders as our friend and carried away by their dictation. Some political leader says, you do like this, another political leader, do like that. So we are not. No. Bhoktaram yagyadam sam sarvalo suridam. If we want to take advice of real well-wisher, suridam sarvabhutana. Similarly, a sadhu, he is also suridam sarvadehina. The same thing. As Krishna is the supreme friend, well-wisher, suhit means good heart. Where friend, mitra, it is little different from sui. Mitra means I make friendship with you, with some moti. But a father is Surit, mother is Surit. Always, where we sing. Or there may be some friend also, always well wishing. But the best example that the father is always well wishing. How my son will be well situated, how he will be happy. Similarly, Krishna says that when one can understand me as Suidam Sarvabhutana, then Shanti Michati, then you will get Shanti. Shantattva. When we accept it, firmly convinced that Krishna is my father, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my well-wisher, and Krishna says, where is the difficulty? Ahantva sarva pape bhamokhrishya. He takes charge. Kontya pratijani hi name bhakta pranasati. He is giving assurance. Mani partho pasitta. Jipishu papajana, Sriyasudya tathapaisya, Sthipijanti parangati. Everything is there. So, on account of this dirty position of material contamination, we cannot accept Krishna as the real friend. Therefore, we cannot get shanti. So if we want really shanti, then we must accept the formula. Suidam sarvadehina, gyata ma. Not this political leader, that political leader, no. They do not know what is the actually path of shanti. They cannot. They do not have shanti in themselves. How they can? Physician heal thyself. The physician himself is a diseased person. Maya mohita. So how they can help us? So this is not possible. We have to accept Krishna as Sridhar Sarvabhutanam Gyata. He is the proprietor of everything. Sarvaloka Maheswaram Maheswaram Isharam Maheswaram Parameswaram Maheswaram or Parameswaram Isharam Parama Krishna. In this way we can understand that Krishna is the proprietor, Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is my supreme friend, then shantattam, you can get shanti. Otherwise, this material environment will always create disturbances. Bhayam para bhadityabhi nipesatasya. Then we will be always in fearful condition, in anxiety. But if we accept this formula, then no more we are in this, hot spots of this material existence. We live clearly, sat-sattam, that is called sat-sattam avikaritam. So a Krishna-conscious person is not agitated by the material action and reaction. He remains fixed up, naishthiki bhakti. This is called naishthiki bhakti, nishtha. Firmly convinced. Kato rajastama bhava. Nashtiki bhakti. Nittanga bhagavata sevaya. Bhava. Nashtaprayesu abhadresu. This is abhadra. This material contamination, kriya shakti, ahankara, stribidha. Three kinds of kriya shakti working in the modes of ignorance, working in the modes of passion, these are the more, that when these two things, kriya-shakti, this kriya-shakti under the spell of passion and spell of ignorance is almost gone. Nastaprayesu abhadresu, nittanga bhagavata sevaya. So this is the only process. Let us hear from Srimad Bhagavata. Not this professional, but just like here Kapil Dev is explaining Sankha philosophy. Every word of Bhagavata, sublime. And this is given to us by Vyasadeva. Because we do not know how to get out of this entanglement of material environment, anartha upasamam sakshat, anartha. On account of being entangled in this material modes of nature, we have accumulated so many unwanted things. Anartha. That is called anartha. Artha means substance. And anartha means illusory things. So many things. So that is our material condition of life. And the only remedy is become Krishna conscious. And that is how we can become Krishna conscious. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu means Krishna. Simply hear and speak about Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.